Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Bahar, that's Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph. Now in this Aliyah, we're going to introduce the concept of an Achuzah, and we're going to be learning that throughout this entire Parsha. What is an Achuzah? So literally, it's an ancestral land or heritage, which means that when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and was divided among the Shvatim, so every single Shevet is divided into families, and every single family got a portion of the land. This is their Achuzah. That means it was divided up in between the families, and that went from father to son, son to father, through many, many generations. This achuzah is something that belongs to the family, and even if someone sold his achuzah, which we will learn about, is only allowed to be sold if he's very poor and he has no money, it goes back to him eventually. It is not a complete sale. It never completely leaves the family. It will always eventually come back to the family. That's what achuzah is. That is an ancestral land or ancestral heritage or portion in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe." Hashem spoke to Moshe Behar Sinai Lamar on Har Sinai, saying, let's take a look at Rashi right away. Pasuk Aleph, Bahar Sinai, Ma Inyan Shmita Itzal Har Sinai. What in the world does Shmita have to do with Har Sinai? We're just about to learn about Shmita, the seventh year. What does that have to do with Har Sinai? But like all mitzvahs nemru m'Sinai, every single mitzvah was given at Har Sinai. Elama Shmita nemru klai sefer t'sevik yusem m'Sinai. Just like Shmita, every single one of its general rules and all of its specifics were said at Har Sinai. Afkula nemru klai sevik yusem m'Sinai. So too, every single mitzvah, all the general rules and the specifics were all said at Har Sinai. Kach shenei b'taras kehanim. But Vinir Ali says Rashi, it seems to me shekach pirusha, this is the way to explain it. In Mishneh Torah, which is talking about Dvarim, we do not see that all the specifics of Shemitah's Karkais, Shemitah is said in Mishneh Torah. We learned that all the Klalim and Pratim, all the specifics and general rules were set at Har Sinai. Over here, the Pasuk is teaching us, every single thing that was said over to Moshe, all the specifics, everything was said at Har Sinai. And they were repeated in Dvarim. However, everything was said at Har Sinai. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Beis. Da'abrel b'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem. Speak to the b'nei Yisrael and tell them, ki sevayu el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lachem. When you come to the land that I'm going to give you, v'shav sa ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem, and the land shall rest a Shabbos for Hashem. Sheish shanim tizar sadecha. 6 years you plant your field, v'sheish shanim tizmar kamecha, and 6 years you prune your vineyard, v'asaftes tvasa, you could gather in its crop, u'vashana shvis. But in the seventh year, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yil la'aretz, there should be a complete rest for the land, Shabbos l'Hashem, a resting for Hashem. Sad chalei sizra, you shall not plant your field of charmachalei sizmar, don't prune your vineyard. Ace sifiach ketzir chalei sektar, the aftergrowth of your harvest, don't harvest that. That's in vain is yirech chalei sivtar, and that which you've withheld from your grapes, don't pick those either. Shanas Shabbos and Yil la'aretz, it should be a year of rest for the land. And the resting of the land shall be yours to eat. We're going to explain what that means, the resting of the land. For you, your servant, your maidservant. And for the one that you've hired and one that resides with you. And for your animal and for the one in the field. All of its crops shall be there to eat. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis. Shabbos l'Hashem. What does it mean? It's a Shabbos for Hashem. L'shem Hashem. You're doing it for Hashem. K'shem shenar b'Shabbos b'Reishis. Just like the first Shabbos of creation, we rest every seventh day, L'shem Hashem. So too, every seventh year, the land has to rest, and this is L'shem Hashem. Pasuk Dalet in Rashi, Yiyah La'aretz, L'sadisu L'chrabim, the fields and the vineyards, they have to rest. Lois Sizmar, what does that mean, Lois Sizmar? Shekaitzin Zmer said, you cut off its vines, V'targumai Lois Sichsach, and Pasuk Hei in Rashi, Esefiach Katzircha, the aftergrowth of that which you harvested. What is this? A few Lois Rata, even though you didn't actually plant it, V'hit Samcha, but it sprouted on its own, Menazer Shenafel Baba Es HaKatzir, from the seeds that had fallen at the time of the previous year's harvest, V'ukari Sefiach. This is called Sefiach, it's aftergrowth. Even that lois sektar, you're not allowed to harvest that during Shemitah. Lios machzik bai to take possession of ikashar katzur, like all other harvests. Ella, hefker, yeah, it has to be hefker, it's completely ownerless, lakol. Anyone who wants can take it. You are not allowed to harvest it like regular on Shemitah. And we said in the pasuk, Inve Nizi Recha, your grapes that you kept away, that you withheld from everyone. Shein Zarta Vifrash Bnei Adam Mehem, that you separated them and you kept them away from other people. V'lo Yifkartem, and you didn't give up ownership, you didn't make them hefker. And the pasuk had said, Lo Yisivtzar, you're not allowed to pick them. Oysam, those that you kept away from others. Ein Chabaitzer, you're not allowed to pick them. Elamin Amufker, you're only allowed to pick that which has no ownership. It was a ready made hefker. That is what is allowed to be picked on Shemitah. But something which is called shamor, it's guarded, you made sure that other people had no access to it, that is not allowed to be picked on Shemitah. And Pasuk Vav continued, V'hoysa Shabbos Arts V'gaymer, Afal Pish Hasartim Alecha, even though I forbade these fruits to you, Loi Bachiv, Loi Bahanai Hasartim, I didn't say that you're not allowed to eat them, El Shalei Tinek Behem Kabal Bayis, you're not allowed to treat them like you're the regular homeowner, like you are their owner. Ela Kol Yushavim Ba, everyone has to be equal, everyone has to have equal access to these fruits. Ata, Uschircha V'Soshavcha, you, your hired worker, the one that resides with you, it's not any more yours than it is theirs. And Shabbos Arts lachem la'achla, says the pasuk, min ha'shavos ata eichel. You're only allowed to eat from that which has been rested, shavos. V'ata eichel min ha'shamer, but you're not allowed to eat from something which has been shamer, it's been guarded, it's been kept away from other people. And who's it for? It's l'cha, la'av l'cha v'la masecha. L'fishan Emerson says in the pasuk, v'achla v'yonei amecha, and the poor people shall eat. Yachol yasrim achil ha'shirim. You might think that the rich people aren't allowed to eat these fruits. Tamalem, that's why it says in the pasuk, l'cha, la'av l'cha v'la masecha. Harei ba'alim v'avadim u'shvachas, amurim kan, the owners, slaves, and maidservants, they're all stated over here, meaning everyone's equal. It's an even playing field over here. Blasir chalosh sayshavcha, the pasuk said, af hanachrim, this is even referring to non-Jews. And the pasuk had said, v'lahem techav l'chaya, it should be for your animal and for the chaya, which is really referring to a wild animal. So Rashi asks, im chaya hichalas, a wild animal could eat it, behemel kolshkan, for sure, a domesticated animal is allowed to eat it. Shem zon yisrael alecha, because you have responsibility to give it food. Matam lemer v'lahem techa, so why is the pasuk stress v'lahem techa? It's to teach us, makash behemel chaya, it compares a domesticated animal to a wild one. Calls machachaya hichalas min asada. Anytime the wild one is still able to eat this from the field, there's still stuff like this growing in the field, hachel v'hem techa, then you're allowed to take this food and you're allowed to feed it to your animal, min habayas, from your house, meaning you have it in your drawer in your house, you're allowed to use this for your animal. However, kol l'chayim min asada, if there's none of this left in the field, there's no cucumbers left, for example, so the wild animals can't eat cucumbers, kalei l'vehem t'chom min habayas, then you have to get rid of it from your house. You're not allowed to use the cucumber in your drawer and feed that to your animal. And back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, v'safart l'chayim, you should count for yourself, sheva shabsos shanim, 7 shabbosos of years, sheva shanim, sheva pa'amim, 7 years, 7 times, v'hayu l'chayim, sheva shabsos shanim, and the days of these 7 years should be for you, teshav arbaim shana, a total of 49 years. Now, what is it that we just learned over here? So Pasuk Ches and Rashi tells us, Shabsos Shanim, Shmitas Shanim, this is referring to a Shemitah of year. Literally, the word Shemitah means a release. Yachol, you might think, Yasa Sheva Shanim Tzufas Shemitah, that you should have 7 years in a row of just Shemitah of Yasa Yovel Achrim, and then do the Yovel year after them. Tamalam, that's why the Pasuk says, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pa'amim, 7 years, 7 times. Hava Omer, Kol Shemitah Shemitah Bezmana, every single Shemitah in its year, meaning we have 6 years, and then the 7th year is a Shemitah, and we do that cycle 7 times. Vagaymer continues Rashi, Magalcha, this teaches you, even though you did not keep Shemitah, Asay Yovel, you still should have a Yovel year. Losayfar Baam Vitesh Hashanah at the end of 49 years. Pshuta Shalmaker, and the simple understanding is, Yalal Cha Cheshbin Shneisa Shemitahs, all the years should add up, Limisbar Baam Vitesha, 49 years in total. Now, what happens on this 50th year? Let's go back to Chomesh Pasuk Tes. Bevarta Shayfar Truva Bechedah Shvi, and you shall sound a Trua on the 7th month, Be'asal Chedish on the 10th of the month, Be'yoyim Akipurim on Yom Kippur, Tavir Shayf Bechal Artsachem, you should have this shofar blast sound throughout all of your lands. And you shall sanctify the 50th year, and you shall announce freedom throughout the land for all the people that live in it. It is a Yovel year for you. And by it being a Yovel year, that means that each man shall return to his achuza and to his family, and we're going to learn what that means. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes learning about this shofar blast. It's a lashon of announcement. It's a proclamation. We're sounding this shofar blast. Since it says Yom Kippur in the pasuk, don't I know that's ready on the 10th of the month? So why does the pasuk have to tell us it's on the 10th of the month? To tell you, the blowing of the shofar on the 10th of the month, that's Daicha Shabbos. Throughout all your land, and Kias Rosh Hashanah Daicha Shabbos. But blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't overhead Shabbos b'chol aretz lechem throughout your land. Ela bezdin milvad, only in bezdin. The pasuk Yud said v'kidashtem, you should sanctify it b'chnisasa, when it starts, meaning right at the beginning of the year, you should make it holy. Mekachin hayisab bezdin, they actually sanctify it in bezdin v'ayim, and they say mekudeshes hashana, this year is sanctified. Ukrasim joran, you shall announce freedom. La'avadim, this is for all the Jewish slaves. Bein nirtza, bein shaloi kalu l'shei shanim, whether or not he had the hole in his ear pierced or it hasn't even finished the first 6 years of his service. Mishanimkar, from one he was sold. Amrav Yehudi, he says, Malashain Dror, what's his understanding of Dror that it means freedom? Kim Adair Bei Dair, like a person who lives in a dwelling place, Shadar B'chol Makam Shuraita, he can live wherever he wants, Ve'ina B'shus Acherim, and he's not under the authority, he doesn't have to listen to anyone else, he doesn't have to answer to anyone else. So Dror means you can live wherever you want, that means that you're a free person. Yovel, he, the next Rashi says, it's a Yovel. Shana Zum Uvdelis Mishar Shanim, this year is separate, it's distinct, it's special from all of the years. Ben Kivas Shem Lalavada, it has its own name. Umashma, what's its name? Yovel. The name of the year is Yovel. Al Shem Tekiyah Shofar, because the blowing of the Shofar, and the Shofar is called a Yovel. And the Pasuk had said, what happens on this 50th year? V'shavtem ishal achuzasai. Each man should return to his achuza. Shahasadeh is chazus l'ba'alein. Any field that was sold goes back to its original owner. Mishal mishpachti tashuvu. And each man returns to his family. What does that mean? The rabbi says, anirtza, we had this Jewish slave that he had a hole put in his ear, so he stays by his master for longer. A Yovel, even though he had this earring and he had this piercing, he still goes back to his family. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're going to learn more about Yovel. Yovel here is a Yovel. Shnas Chamishim Shana Tiyeh Lechem. This 50th year shall be for you. Lois is row. You are not allowed to plant. Lois Sivtzuras Svichel. And you are not allowed to pick the Svichim, again, the aftergrowth. Lois Sivtzuras Nizireha. And you are not allowed to harvest that which you set aside for yourself. Ki Yovel hi Kadesh Yeh Lechem. Because it's Yovel and it is holy for you. Mina Sadeh Teichlos Tvuasa. You're going to eat from the field that which has grown. Vishnas Yovel Azois. In this Yovel year, Tashuvu Ishal Chuzasoi. Each man shall return to his achuza, to his heritage. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and skip the first Rashi, go to the second Rashi, Es Nizireh, that which you set aside, Es Anavim HaMishumarim. This is talking about the grapes that you had set aside, Avol Baitzrat HaMimufkarim. But again, just like in Shemitah, you are allowed to pick that which is ownerless, K'shem Shener B'Shvi'is. Just like it says by Shemitah, Kach Ner V'Yovel, the same thing by Yovel. Nimsu Shtei Shanim Kedoshes. It turns out that now there's two holy years, Smucha Zilazu, one right after another. Shnas Arba'im V'Teisha Shemitah, the 49th year is a regular Shemitah year, Shnas HaMishim Yovel, and the 50th year is Yovel, which is basically another Shemitah year. And Pasuk Yud Beis in Rashi says, Kodesh Yelachem should be holy for you. Now, what's the implication that it's holy? Tefeses Domeo, it grabs hold of its money. Kehektish, just like Hektish. Yachol Teitzehi L'chulin, you might think that it should become Chulin. Tam Lemer says in the Pasuk, Tiyah, it shall be, Behav Yasa Tehe, its holiness stays upon the fruit, meaning the fruit is Kodesh, and any money that was used to purchase the fruit from Yovel is also Kodesh. Min HaSadeh Toichlu, from the field you should eat, Al Yudea Sadeh, by means of the field, Ataichl Min HaBayis, you could eat that which is in the house. Shimkal L'chaim and Asadeh, if there's no more food of this type for the wild animal in the field, so then Tzarech Atal Varmin Abayis, you have to get rid of it from your house. K'shem Shenem B'Shvi'is, K'chinem B'Yovel. All the halachos were stated by Shmita in this regard, so too they apply by Yovel. And next Pasuk in Rashi says, Tashuvu Al-Chuzasai Varik Varnemar. Didn't it already say, two Pesukim ago, V'shavtem Ish Al-Chuzasai, that each man returns to his Achuza? El Rabbis HaMecher Sodeu V'Amad B'Noi Uga'ala. This is talking about a person who sold his field, and then his son took the initiative, got up and redeemed that field, Shechazer Slo'avi B'Yovel. It goes back to his father at the Yovel year. So his father has a field, his father sold it. It was redeemed by his son. His son has to give it back to his father at the Yovel year. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.